The final for the breakout tournament is set. Takeover Toronto is on the horizon. Pete Dunne still loves holding other people's hands. And Mia Yim is street trash. We'll talk all about that today on the NXT After Show and After Buzz. Let's go!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, Mac Lish, the sounds of America's chocolate sweetheart fill the room. What's that beat drop? So photogenic. There should be a music video for this one.
For real.
Yeah, I know, right?
It should be the song of AfterBuzz, because it's way better than the other one.
Officially. Hello, everyone. My name is Hobo Boyce. This is the NXT After Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and making me part of your life in second screen. But before we get to everything that's going on today in NXT land, let's introduce my favorite, the Canadian Assassin. She's one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, please welcome TK Trinidad.
Oh, so that's why you picked me up from the airport the other day. Yeah, oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. What's up, y'all? We are in the house.
What? How was your week so far? Good?
It's just a lot. I'm like, just added a new thing onto my plate, and my plate is like West Indian style full, so it's just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's just small up the thing on the side and everything.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But yeah, you know, could be worse.
10 jobs still rolling through.
I think I'm at 6 now.
What? For real?
Yeah.
6 jobs, y'all. 6 jobs. She's here with us today. I want to give a shout out to Jim Alexander, who can't be here tonight. He's on assignment. And a very, very special shout out to my man, Evan Mack, out there home recovering from a medical issue. So if you got some love, some time, send some love to my man.
A dental issue. So don't think it's like, you know, people say medical and your brain can go all over the place. It's a dental issue.
Yeah?
He's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's okay. He just, you know, did the whole dentist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that serious. I mean, it's serious, but it's not that serious.
I'm just saying, I'd rather, like, have, like, a bad cold than have, like, the dentist.
The root canal.
A root canal is pretty bad. Exactly.
That's also his wrestling name.
The root canal.
A bad cold is nothing.
But, I'm just saying.
When you say medical issue, that the gamut of imagination is crazy.
I guess I'm just not nearly as neurotic as other people. I was like, well, maybe he's at home. He was here on Monday, but no, he was here Monday. Okay, anyway.
Oh, boy, let's not even talk about that.
More than a week away from NXT TakeOver Toronto. We're heating up. Storylines are flying all over the place. TK, just overall thoughts of the show. Your thoughts?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure we're going to get into like each match, but I'm looking forward to what it's all about. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit more surprises than we already had.
Yeah. I know we're coming off of TakeOver 25, which ends up being like the one TakeOver that's not attached to one of the big four.
Right.
Do you think the international crowd is going to buoy this one like they did with WrestleMania, or are you thinking it'd be more of like a...
Well, I've been to a couple shows in Toronto, and I've been to a couple shows in different places, but in particular between the LA crowd and the Toronto crowd, it's vastly different as far as who they boo and how they interact. They do interact, but it's not to the same. It's just a different crowd.
Sure.
Because especially sometimes if it's like a TV show, a TV taping in LA, you have like celebrities, depending on when it is, you have celebrities, you have also, it's very LA at the front, and then people who are diehard fans, and you can get like, you know, decent tickets, you know, in the regular section. Toronto, it's just folks who love wrestling. And so it's a little bit different. It's just a different vibe, a different environment. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I'm just so biased because I'm completely serious when I say SummerSlam is my favorite night of the year. It's like Christmas for me, or my WrestleMania. So it doesn't matter where it is. I'm always like, SummerSlam!
And then
most of my friends are kind of like, yeah, it's cool. But I'm telling you, man.
It's so weird. Have you been to the one in Brooklyn?
Yeah, well, I went last year. I went to see that show last year.
And did you go the one year before?
No, I couldn't. So I waited to the last possible one to go
gotcha.
To.
Yeah, Brooklyn was good. But it's weird because I brought my family in New York, so I brought friends, I brought family to it, and they're not like wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So you're seeing like, you know, grown men with the belts like you had when we went.
Like, that's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing, but it's just like not a normal thing that you see every day. So now you see grown men with these belts walking down the cities of New York, the cities of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it's just like my family who's lived there all their life is just like, what? This is like a different world. It's like WWE comes and puts their own planet or their own country within that city. So it was interesting.
I'm gonna call that a soft heel turn, TK. I'll be honest with you. I just want to say, like, for the longest time, I was a guy who was like, you know what? When I get successful,
I'm gonna buy a belt.
Just to say that I'm the champion of my apartment. You see? And I went to a couple of shows, and everyone had like 3 or 4 of them. Like it was like trinkets, and I was like, fine, I'm buying it now.
Yeah,
I'm successful as I am now.
Like, I mean, I would get a belt, but I don't. I actually no. Now I don't think. I know I wouldn't carry it around.
You just keep it in the case?
I would keep it in the case. I might like put it in like my office.
Yeah. So but get you two then.
Yeah, I wouldn't just like carry it around.
While we're on the subject, of all the belt designs that are out there, do you have one that like you would possibly get?
I haven't been belt shopping.
I'm just saying, when you saw it casual, I'm not saying to put you down to the wall.
No, well, I mean, for me, I'm a particular type of shopper. So like, if I'm looking for something specific, then I'll do my research and look at every little detail.
Okay.
So that's why I prefer not to, like, I'm not going to look at it until I'm ready to drop the money. And then I'm going to look at all the details. So I haven't looked at a particular belt yet.
Okay.
And it's still a possibility. I don't know if it's a definite thing.
Well, I currently have the Undisputed title. I'm looking at the UK title. Just putting it out there. Good vibes, a secret, positive affirmations.
Well, I mean, if you put it on your IG, somebody might just buy it for you.
I got fans like that? What?
You never know. Anything's possible.
NXT, I think, comes live from Full Sail. First match of the card was actually one of the more surprising ones, only because of what happened before, middle, and after it. Tyler Breeze, on his return tour to NXT, takes on Jackson Ryker of the Forgotten Sons, with Tyler Breeze getting the win, right? It was cool. We loved that, but he's instantly attacked, and Fandango comes out.
It was amazing!
Overall thoughts? Hit me.
I loved it. I mean, I think they had... Even though they weren't debuted as much in the ring, their fashion files was really entertaining.
It was.
And I love the fact that, you know, they're bringing them back together. I don't know if it's going to be an ongoing thing. I don't know if I didn't hear that, but it's a possibility. I love the fact that WWE or NXT hasn't forgotten. Because sometimes things happen or tag teams happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, WWE has amnesia, and you're like,
"Yeah,
oh, we don't. Yeah. That never happened.
Nope, not at all. Drop
so down. It's just nice that... You know, that maybe speaks to that group where it's like, okay, yeah, we can bring them because they were a good together. So I was excited.
Would you bring back the band and like bring Zanga, or would you try something else? You go back to what worked before, or would you say,
these
guys?
Like, why don't you, like, it's one of those things where you, why not work it until you get to the point where it's not where you run it out completely.
Of course.
Where it's not like, you know, 13 Fast and the Furiouses. But it's like, you get to that point where you get, like, number 9, the sweet spot.
Okay.
Like, you know, the ratings dipped a little bit, but they're not that far gone.
All right.
Like, it's, and I don't know, I'm not dissing the Fast and Furious,
you
but
totally
that's like
are.
The first
and,
thing.
And championship belts, it's cool.
Well, it's just the first thing that's on my mind. I don't know what the ratings are, and I'm probably going to go see it because I love The Rock. So, you know, it doesn't really say anything
the
about that.
The last Fast and Furious was trash, though. But
right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the ratings, you hit that sweet spot where the ratings dip a little bit because, you know, not everybody's going to go and see it, but you're still making money off of it. So I feel like with Fandango, it's kind of sort of a new audience, but I think the NXT audience is a little bit more educated than the WWE Universe audience because you're a little bit more invested. So it's like people want to see that.
It's kind of a moot question here, but would you have them as a legit tag team, or would you try to have them as like singles that back each other up? Like, what would you rather have?
Tag team.
Straight up tag team.
I think we need more tag teams.
I agree, but there's also something to be said that Tyler Breeze was brought back as like this mid-card talent, and you have Fandango.
Well, if they're not in the cards for winning belts as singles, then you could do both.
Okay, for sure. Also, on the side of it, you have the Forgotten Sons, who are still being forgotten, more or less. Jackson Ryker taking the L. Now, TK, I want you to play general manager, right? You have these three guys, and you have to keep them together, but they don't have to be the gimmick they are right now. How would you present these Forgotten Sons in a way that's entertaining and engaging? Something that makes you go, I'll buy their merch.
I mean, it's almost like you need to forget the gimmick and start scratch from something else.
Would you do like a comedy gimmick? Would you do like a serious thing?
First off, you need to start with... I always refer back to Zeta Zhang because she was on WPW. And if you didn't see it today, Kira Hogan was on, which was a really great interview.
Dope,
but I refer back to Zeta Zhang when she was talking about her experience in NXT. And essentially, they start with, you know, your base of who you are. Like, you know, you have things that make up who you are. And unfortunately for Zeta, it didn't work out because all the gimmicks that made her who she was, everybody else had already taken. But I feel like they need to strip them down and see exactly what they are and what makes them a group, and then start from that and then decide whether it's comedy or it's whatever. Because you could be a comedy, like you could say, hey, we're going to do something comical, but then they're not really funny. Mm-hmm. So then if you can't play it off, then it falls flat. and then nobody wants to see them.
Yeah.
So
it's just very tragic. These guys are obviously trying, and they have a time out there. It's not like they're having like one appearance here and there.
Right.
But the fans was kind of like, we forgot you, which is the worst thing you want to have.
Right. Well, like, I think the name probably.
Yeah. We were okay.
Yeah. So maybe something a little bit different, like still stick with the, still stick with the kind of the theme, but maybe change the name, do like a reboot or a redesign, and then do the frustration thing. Like, we're out here, we're working for you, and you guys have literally forgotten us, but almost change the name of, like, almost do a total rebrand.
Do you think it'd be better off with a manager then? Than someone to say, these guys are forgotten, but they're so great. Or do you think that they have enough charisma on their own collectively?
They could stand a manager. Yeah. And why not? There's plenty of people.
Paul Ellering for one.
Yeah, there's plenty of people, I think, but just based off of the way this society is set up with social media and stuff like that, even though we're not talking to each other, there's a lot of people talking to their phones. Therefore, they're almost developing some version of mic skills without even trying.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's plenty of people that we haven't been introduced yet that... There's one out of the bunch that can make that work.
Fair. Before we move on, TK, you do me a favor and cut a promo out there to tell people to watch all our AfterBuzz shows.
Well, all of them? I don't know.
On the road, back to back.
I know, right?
Hold on to your belts.
But, you know, so many great shows. Definitely X-Pac 12360, WPW. So many great shows. Definitely Raw, SmackDown. So many great, if you're into wrestling and sports shows, this is the network to check out. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure that you hit that subscribe button. Also, comment, because we do read all the comments. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify or any of the other listening apps, definitely give us 5 stars and definitely leave comments as well. Because we love to hear what you guys have to say. Because without you guys, we wouldn't be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Dang. Joseph Bills in the chat agrees. Says, I agree with TK. They need to be repackaged. It's been a weird intro from the word go. I absolutely agree with them as well.
Thanks, Bo. So he's the GM of AfterBuzz.
Yeah, you just got to get him a gavel. The next match we had today was the breakout tournament. It continues on with Cameron Grimes versus Bronson Reed. Now, I was not a fan of Cameron Grimes because I thought Swerve was going to win the entire tournament.
Yeah, that was biased, though. I think we were both biased.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But in this matchup here, it was kind of like a back and forth and even with Cameron Grimes going over. So now he's going to the finals against Jordan Miles, the new current Jordan Miles. Thoughts of the match first. This overall thoughts of this match.
Great match. It was a really great match, and oh my gosh, I really just lost both their names.
Bronson Reed.
I really liked his style. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I think somebody said in the chat that they're all signed to NXT. I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
Yeah.
Like, I like his style. I'm interested to see how he's on the mic, like how good he is on the mic.
Yeah.
Because if he is a great talker, then he's not going to be in NXT very long.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of curious they were able to call him Hawaiian Strong Style. So, I mean, as far as us indie fans, right? That's like a Jeff Cobb thing. Whatever. I guess that didn't do him any favors. But at the same time, I did think he acquitted himself pretty well in this matchup. Cameron Grimes going over against Jordan Miles in the final. It seems more and more now that the winner's going to pick the NA title, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I really have the option to go with the world championship. I wouldn't want to see Cameron Grimes or Jordan Miles against Adam Cole or Johnny Gargano off the gate. I think that's more of a dream thing. Thoughts?
I mean, even though he's not here, I hate to agree with him. Like, Gargano is great, and we all know that his indie appearance as an indie wrestler was amazing, but there's just something not clicking NXT wise, and you know, like, there's certain people where, like, we're interested to see how they're called up, but we can see them being called up.
Yeah.
With Gargano, it's just like, I don't know, maybe at 205 Live, and because I don't watch 205 Live, I can't really call it.
Right.
But as far as SmackDown and Raw, like, I can't see it.
Okay.
So therefore, for me, I'm just kind of overseeing him.
Yeah.
So, like, introducing somebody new, even though it's like he's jumping over folks, might be interesting, especially how they play it out. Because the storyline's the most important thing.
So you're saying that Gargano in that division doesn't seem like he would be another NXT title holder. So the breakout tournament winner should go to the world title angle and just go after Adam Cole.
Yes, thank you.
It makes sense. If I win a tournament, I'm of course going to go to the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then even the Worlds Collide tournament, which Velveteen Dream won, he picked the NA title, mm-hmm. which he won, but it's just a weird choice. But
right.
I feel like Dream character for character would have a lot more fun it'd be more entertaining with either Miles or Grimes. But,
yeah.
I mean, either one should
be fun. And, I mean, he could... Velveteen Dream is amazing on the mic, and he could pretty much take whatever somebody's offering or not offering and create something from it. So...
Yeah, just thoughts on the two competitors, though, today, Bronson Reed and Cameron Grimes. Do you think Bronson has more of an upside, though?
Cameron looks like an old school, somewhat of an old school wrestler. So I'm interested to see. Well, I keep on saying I'm interested. He looks like an old school wrestler, so we're going to see what he's going to do with that gimmick. Mm-hmm. Because so far, the people who are taking that, it's not doing so well.
Sure.
So we're going to see with that. Bronson, it just seems like...
Ready-made. Yeah.
He has the mic skills. If he has the mic skills, then it's just a different version of Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, you know what I'm saying? Not like Samoa Joe, but just a different, like, he's a big guy, and he could talk on the mic.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's possibilities with that. You could tell a story with that.
Sky's the limit to keep them serious. If I got Cameron Grimes wearing overalls or Bronson Reed doing the whole... Funkasaurus thing that's pretty much done for them.
If you tell a story, then and sure. it makes sense because a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. If you tell a story, you make it believable,
yeah.
And your acting skills are on par, then you can do it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Do you know Howard says Johnny Gargano plus Heyman will be instantly over for to your credit, your point before? Because
yeah.
You're like, I don't want to agree with him. I'm assuming Jim. So
yeah.
I'm just saying, okay.
It's like waking the dead sometimes.
I know, right? He's going to come to this door. What? My
yeah.
name is Matt Riddle gets the social media ambush asking about Killian Dane. Just before we get to the whole Killian Dane storyline, which we touched upon before, this idea of like on-site promos. Are we for that with the whole reality era thing, or is it kind of like out of place?
Well, they've been doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. NXT has, but I love the fact that WWE abandoned that. Remember... maybe is it 6 months ago, 8 months ago, where the superstars were talking on their phone?
Yeah.
I am so glad they abandoned that, because that was terrible.
What do you mean? It's the real me, bro.
No, because it's just like, it's kind of the real them, but they're also saying what they're supposed to be saying. Mm. So it's not as authentic because, you know, we're all human and errors happen and, you know, we speak in different... the word's not dialect, but we speak in, you know, different cadences and stuff like that. But when you're doing it for you're doing it on your phone for TV, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So that was just terrible. I don't mind that. You know what it is. It's wrestling and there's some acting involved, so we know it's not. And I mean, essentially, it's TMZ format.
For sure.
And
for sure.
TMZ doesn't ambush people. It's kind of set up.
It is? What? I thought that actually makes a lot more sense. I can... Okay. Wow. Driving science. Moment of silence for my childhood innocence. if Killian Dane goes over, even if he doesn't go over against Matt Riddle's eventual match, do you think you can survive as a solo talent here at NXT? Or is he just a guy you're going to look at him and be like, where's the other half of your team, bruh?
It just depends.
Just depends?
It really...
So you're open for it then?
I'm open for it. I mean... It's one of those things, it's like you take the mentality of SmackDown, the land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where you know that there's certain things to make the chicken soup, right?
Okay.
Everybody has the same ingredients, like where, you know, they're athletes, they have all this other stuff. And it depends on whether you want to use the no-name brand or you want to spend a little bit more a la, you know, spend more time. If you know you're weak on the mic, do that. If you know you're weak, you know, wrestling, do that. If you know that this is your weakness, then you're going to put a little bit more spice in, then do that. So it's like spend more time in whatever you need to beef up that soup.
Right.
So it's like you have those opportunities and you know what you're working with. And given, yes, I've heard that WWE, sometimes it's one of those things where you think they know what they want, but it's not even close. And you just... You make it work.
Mm.
That's where you do the social skills.
The tools.
And you use your psychology to talk to the right people to try to figure it out.
Okay. For me, I haven't seen Killian Dane as a solo act yet, so I'm willing to give it a shot with the eventual takeover match, but I still think of him as half a tag team. Just me personally. Hopefully I'm proven wrong. Right.
Okay, true.
Speaking of it being proven wrong, Shayna Baszler comes out with a chip on her shoulder, which to her credit was awesome, the fact that she found a way to be a heel and still complain about someone ambushing your team.
I know. Didn't she ambush folks too in the locker room?
We're professional fighters, TK. That was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, this Nets society, though.
I guess.
You know, you complain, and then he's like, oh, wait, I didn't.
Yeah. Don't do it to me.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
So Mia Yim comes out because she heard the phrase street trash or
street rat.
Street rat first, then street trash the second time. Mm-hmm. This also a promo, right? We all know they're going to have this clash to take over Toronto. We were talking about Mia Yim's rise for weeks on the show.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this interaction tonight?
I like the interaction. Again, I feel like if they're not doing anything with Bianca, her and Bianca, like, it's kind of like too late now. Well, it's not too late, but it's too late to build it for SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. But her and Bianca have, I'm like looking at, they have, Johnny Costa was on TMZ. I don't know if somebody said that.
I didn't know
because
that.
Dylan said it. So,
must be true.
Our producer, Ryan, is pulling it up. Who knows? What year was that from?
He was also in Bergen commercial.
And we need a good pro wrestling
2017.
It's been a while since we had one. That would be a
huge event. So funny. Oh my gosh. This is ridiculous.
That Johnny LaQuasto guy looks a lot like John Quasto.
Hilarious.
You mean tell me this is not real?
That's crazy.
It's real.
Oh my god, I think I remember this. That would be a
huge event at WrestleMania.
Wow, it's about WrestleMania.
Are you in the background, TK?
That is you can't see it, but the two people, I wasn't there that day, but one of the people, you're going to see the braids, that's my current business partner, and the other girl, Lauren, she's still there. See, in the braids, right beside Van, between Van and the white girl, that's my business partner. That is crazy.
And the white girl.
I remember seeing that video, but this was before, this might have been before I started Raw. That is crazy. Thanks, Dylan, for bringing that up.
Small world, man.
I mean, it's really 2 degrees of separation. If you're on social media, it's pretty much a wrap. There's no running from anyone.
I was in the game show last year. I know, I know the feeling. 25 words or less. 25 words or less with Meredith Vieira.
I didn't even know she had a game show.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back this season.
Oh, my gosh. I
shook her hand, man. She was great. It was like a female Jesus.
What was the question?
Your thoughts on the promo interaction tonight.
I like the promo interaction, but again, I feel like Mia Yim, she doesn't need it, but I think she does need it. Like, you need a backup. Like, everybody has a version of a friend. I know we do have loners, but that's not...
A friend?
Well, a version of, for some people, yeah. You have, like, frenemies who happen to be your backup. And, you know, I know... That's not for everybody. I know some people roll as loners, but even those loners have people who love and care about them, but the loners push them away. That's like a whole deep dive of, you know, psychological things. But
we're just all alone in this town.
Right. So I just feel like to make use of Bianca, unless she's on vacation, which is a whole nother story, to make use of Bianca, their characteristics, some of them are similar. So mm-hmm. Why not have them partner together?
Okay.
Even though we know Bianca wants the belt, but it could be one of those things where you have them partner together, she helps Mia Yim get the belt, and then therefore she takes down Mia.
I'm down with that. I think it makes sense. It gets people involved in storyline, just not just belt chasing.
Right.
Yeah. About this promo, I gotta be honest with you, Mia Yim did herself no favors. I felt like the idea of Mia in the background beating up people was great. Her actual words tonight were kind of like, I feel less invested now.
Oh, least, really?
I didn't think she put...
The promo?
Yeah, it didn't push it home for me.
Oh, I think... by the way, Dylan says either it was yesterday or today that was Costo's birthday, so...
Oh, yeah, I was going to do a birthday shout-out sign-off,
yeah.
But yeah.
So, shout out to Costo. Ryan, you're amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Look,
so,
Mom on TV.
I think Mia Yim's... To me, it's one of those things that where we are right now, the closer to your personality that... When you're broadcasting or when you're doing a promo, the more I'm invested because now you're the line between is this truly real or this is fake is blurred.
Right.
And now I'm more invested because it's like, okay, I don't think like, okay, well, WWE's telling her to do this and therefore she's doing that and she's doing that, but she really wants to do this.
Right.
So I like when those lines are blurred. So with her promo today, I felt like it was something heartfelt and that she would tell somebody because she's half black and she's half Asian. I'm sure she's had to deal with racism and she looks like the type that she would cuss you out in a minute.
Sure.
So, it was believable to me.
Fontana, that's how it goes down.
If y'all don't know Fontana, that's a... You don't want to go there if you ain't.
I drove by it once.
If you don't know nobody there.
No, the thing is about these two female talents. I know on this show there is a feeling that Shayna Baszler, she's box office, man. I am pretty much neutral on both of these women. So, like, I'm willing to be sold
really?
Either way. I am. I really am. I was like, you know what? I like Shayna. I like Mia Yim generally. But today I was kind of like, she kind of ate you, girl. Like, she had the words. You was like, Yeah.
Oh,
so wait, it was quick.
And maybe you're kind of biased too, because I've, like I've said before, I've followed Shayna when she was in the UFC, when she's on the UFC show.
Yeah.
So I've followed her since then. And you know, her relationship with Ronda, et cetera, et cetera. So even though I'm not a fan of her character, I'm a fan of her come up.
Okay.
So I think maybe I'm slightly biased with
that.
And then, with Mia Yim, it's the same thing. Like I've been hip to her a little bit before, WPW, and I've been following her career. And it's just like one of those things that I'm so happy that she's on NXT. She's well deserved. So maybe, you know, I have those rose colored glasses on when I see the both of them together.
We'll talk about it later tonight in the main event, but I'm not away with Pete Dunne. I saw him at PWG and then, and then you see him get like signed and like, doing the belts. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, it feels like you were part of the come up. Like I remember when Trevor Noah, this is totally off copy, but remember when Trevor Noah had the Daily Show?
Yeah.
But I remember when he came out with a stand up on Netflix and I was showing everybody and all my American friends couldn't stand him, but all my immigrant friends loved him. Yeah. And then when he finally got signed to Daily Show, I felt like I discovered him, which was not even the case.
No, I'm in the same boat. I went to his, well, he did the first, he did Daywalker in Africa, and he came out to, and he moved to Pasadena, and he did the Flappers comedy thing. And I saw him 10 minutes, and I was like, I'm following you tonight.
Yeah.
And so you see him get signed, you're like, I know that guy.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like,
and
I helped you, but no, you didn't.
One of my favorite comedy albums of all time is Crazy Normal, and the fact he made South African politics understandable to me, I was like, he's a genius. I just knew that it was.
I love those comedians that like make you laugh but educate you too.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. If you haven't listened to that one, guys, check out Crazy Normal. And African American is also good too. So outside, we got Candice LeRae. She's pacing, man. She's waiting for Dark, Io Shirai.
I feel like she's always walking.
Yeah. You know,
she's always like walking away, or she's walking towards, or she's walking towards her husband, or she's walking towards Io. Like, she's always like walking somewhere. Yeah.
Like, well, Regal's like, what are you doing outside? He's like, I'm waiting for my opponent. He's like, look, you get a match, I take over, and I go home. And she's
she just walks away. Like,
pace down.
Into the dark. Yeah, she's always like power walking.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not like leisurely walking. Yeah. Like it's like she's always on a mission, which is good. That might be part of the character
because
we noticed it. Yeah, but it's like.
Are you looking forward to this matchup? Just be honest with me. Like Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai. Forget the whole like used to be Miss Gargano. Like this match on itself.
Well, it's the same thing of like there's. With storylines, and correct me if I'm wrong, because for you guys who don't know, this dude has a master's in film.
Yes. Why is that important?
Because it's important because of this.
It's a wrestling show.
Right? Yeah, but it's no matter what, there's always a storyline, right?
Fair.
And there's different storylines for different things, but there's certain, almost every storyline has a certain element. Like you either have the Jesus element, or you have the love element, or you have the friendship element that goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have certain elements no matter what it is, wrestling, movies, TV shows, music, whatever. There's always some type of story.
Love
so that relationship between Io and Candice is essentially the relationship that I said that Mia and Bianca should have.
Okay.
So essentially they're doing the same thing. It's like they were kind of friends. I didn't understand it, but you know, people could be friends with different people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I wish they would have maybe explored that more,
right?
Because it's essentially, I think, what Candice came to Io's side.
Yeah, so she was getting all frustrated, she was getting beat up by
right.
the Shayna thing. She came out to help her
so she came out to help her, but it's like almost they should have showed, and I might have missed it, but she should have showed their developing relationship backstage or with vignettes, and then, you know, Io being like, well, you were never really my friend anyway, like, you know, all that stuff.
They could fix that with promos. Like
You can fix anything with promos if it's done right, and you know you're good at acting, essentially.
Sure.
But yeah, even with the loose storyline, it's believable, and I'm interested to see what happens, because I feel like I've been saying interested to see a lot. So just,
that's a good sign.
This is drinking game. That's the word. But they're both great wrestlers.
Yeah.
So despite the storyline, I think the match is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I do think the promos can tell a lot. I'm not sure if you've seen the SmackDown one with this week with Randy Orton talking about the Kofi Kingston thing. And he goes back to 2009, which always said that was when Kofi got sent back to the back of the line.
Right.
And Orton like filled that in. He's like, I was myself. You had a jerk and jive, and I put you down. But then I put Ali down because he was like the new version of you. And
right.
I was like, wow. Like, for someone watching it, it was almost like an Avengers payoff. Like, thank you for 10 years of it making it make sense.
Well, so, I mean, did it really make sense, or were they just asking Kofi to be somebody who's not, and it didn't work out, and then he got sent to the back line?
Absolutely.
They don't want to talk about that part,
it's
though. Let's forget about that. It's the heart breakup, your boyfriend, and, you know, you break up with 5 different boyfriends, but it's not you.
Oh, yeah.
It's everybody else.
Everybody else,
let's
man.
Not talk about that.
Everybody crazy. Everybody got one friend, like, what happened? She crazy.
Yeah,
is she like, crazy, though? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, this is girlfriend number 5 in 1 year.
I know, right? They're all crazy. You know what? It's now time for my favorite part of the show. It's now time for TK's Boudoir.
No dancing today, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Bobo.
I know, baby Jesus is in the seat. You always bring
back.
I'm
dancing in the booth for you guys.
Oh gosh!
Shout out to Ryan, just dancing in the booth, y'all.
Thank God there's no video there. Zeno, I was the one who brought it up. So shout out to Zeno Hour. Candice LeRae is in the boudoir. And also, by the way, TK's Boudoir is brought to you by Center in Skincare and Candles. So if you are interested in cocoa butter. Very big news. There is going to be not just one flavor. There's going to be more flavors of cocoa butter, which is going to be amazing. That's going to be debuting August 24th. So if you're interested in cocoa butter, body scrubs, candles, all that good stuff, you can go to centeringcompany.com. Do the promo code AfterBuzzTV. Mm-hmm. And everybody who is listening and watching can get a discount on anything you want on the website. So you can enjoy that. So this is sponsored by Center In. And in the boudoir today is going to be Candice LeRae. And also, I was kind of like debating, but he hasn't been in the boudoir ever. So I figured we enter some new people because I know I recycle people often. Pete Dunne.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. I thought you'd be like Bronson Reed all day, you know?
I mean, so I know some people, some of you guys who've been watching me for a while and know me and watch my social media, you know what I lean towards. And sometimes you throw a little
surprise. What's that, TK, for those of us who don't talk about
social? Well, I mean, you'll have to watch me. And watch episodes to figure out how much
really?
To give it away.
Okay.
It's really simple and base.
You're like
so.
A real man with curves. I get it. I'll not give it
yeah,
up.
I'll take
that.
You know big dudes as long as he's big.
Yeah, for sure.
And Samoan. All
right. Shout out to Pete Dunne.
Shout out to Pete Dunne.
How big is this boudoir, though? Like, is it like a room? Is it like a hallway?
Well, at this point, it's like a separate room. Like, you know, like if you watch 50 Shades of Grey and you know they had that, the red room?
Yeah.
That's where the boudoir is.
That is sexy. I see that song being played all the time there. Yeah, it is. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I was hanging and you came through. Appreciate that.
I almost left you hanging there.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to Dylan, too. You've been cutting out these videos, which has been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And for my folks who, like, do the videos and the captions, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
If you do the 50 Shades of Grey snippet of when Christian's bringing whatever her name is into the Red Room and then loop that with the TK's Boudoir song, that would be... amazing.
No,
or Ryan,
incredible.
If you do that.
Shout out to Dylan, because like my mom doesn't watch wrestling because she finds it too violent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But she watches the clips of me on this show, uh-huh. And she'd be so proud. She'd be like, oh, I see you putting the BuzzFeed ting. You're like, oh, Mama, it's not BuzzFeed. It's After Buzz. I'm so glad. So thank you so much.
Everybody always thinks it's BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, you know, they get the buzz part right.
ESPN TV Talk. Our main event, Roderick Strong takes on Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight. I thought the match was pay-per-view quality. Mm-hmm. The crowd didn't really quite agree. Before we get into like the nitty-gritty of thing. Just overall thoughts on the match, TK.
It was a great match.
Yeah, I thought
it was.
So.
It was a great match, and it's one of those things where if you were just sitting on your couch, relaxing, you're not too hungry, like you have a little bit of popcorn.
Okay.
You have like maybe like a drink. It might be like soda pop, or it might be alcoholic beverage, or you're guzzling water because you're really healthy.
Gotta hydrate,
but
yeah.
You don't need to get up. There's no pressing thing. Like you don't need to go to the bathroom. You don't need to go to work. Like you're just literally chilling without a care in the world. This is an amazing match to watch.
That doesn't look like a lot of caveats though.
No.
If it's a Wednesday night and you're not quite hungry, but you gotta pee.
Well, I mean that is my ideal.
Okay.
Like unfortunately that's not my life. Like I'm always having to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just not like that's my ideal of a good evening. Like just you're on a comfy couch and you don't have to go anywhere
mm-hmm.
and you could just appreciate great wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't have to like do all these things. You can just relax.
Yeah.
That's a great match to appreciate. Dope.
Was it an upset for you? Or do you think Pete Dunne was going to go over the entire time?
I don't know. That's why it was a great match, because I didn't know.
Oh, even going into it, like on paper?
Even going into it on paper, because there's some matches where you... And then also too, I didn't put too much thought into it. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain matches where you like, okay, well, this is what happened there, therefore this should be the outcome. But you know, WWE might surprise me, like you put in, but this is just like, it was just a great match, and I couldn't predict who was gonna get over.
Okay, for sure. I thought it was a good match too, and I was saying earlier, like the fact I saw Pete Dunne like 15 feet away at PWG to see him on NXT or NXT UK is pretty awesome. But mm-hmm. speaking of NXT UK, so now I have a question for you, TK. Here is the former United Kingdom champion, which is a belt I probably would buy. Had the belt for 685 days. They moved him over to NXT Classic or American, and now he's in the NA title hunt. Does that undersell the importance of NXT UK?
It depends who's watching.
Hmm.
Because it legitimately depends who's watching. I would like to see the numbers between NXT UK, NXT, and maybe even like throw in 205. Right. Like, I'm willing to bet NXT is drawing more numbers than 205 in NXT UK.
Agreed.
So it's one of those things where it's just like, yes, you appreciate the work, but it's just like in college, if you're a football player, you did amazing things, you know, at that college,
mm-hmm.
and for the division. However, now you're in the NFL, and you know, you're taking it to another different league.
So Pete Dunne's trajectory was NXT for a while, and then he moved to UXC UK,
yeah.
built that up, came back, and it's NA title hunt. Do you think he has a shot of becoming the new NA title holder at the next takeover?
Yes, but here's my question.
Okay.
Do you think that they should combine, there should be a crossover between NXT UK and NXT?
Well, they've been trying to do that with the Worlds Collide tournament, and they'll have those brands together, but to your point, if you're not watching NXT UK or 205 Live, they could be seen as very boring. Like, I try to watch all of them, and I noticed that NXT UK is definitely a division I love, but it's hard to recommend because it's so focused on in-the-move technical holds.
Mm.
There's not many characters on that brand, save for the women's division. The women's division is okay.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of the guys are just guys who fight.
Yeah, I don't even know. Well, I think because I do the WPW, I pay a little bit more attention. Like, I'm so happy that Jazzy Gaber has finally got, like, her story. If you guys don't know who she is, she was on Mae Young Classic, but she mm-hmm. also came on. She was on episode number 2 of, Women's Wrestling Weekly. She was up at, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning to do our interview because of the time difference. And her story is absolutely amazing, and her hard work has paid off. So I'm, like, so proud to see her there. So definitely check out that interview. But mm-hmm. it's one of those things where I would like to see, like, Dakota Kai was in NXT, mm-hmm. and now she's NXT UK, and Toni Storm. Like, there's certain people on the women's side, I'm not too familiar with the men's side, that I'd love to see them, like, they would provide, like, Shayna Baszler against Jazzy.
Oh, yeah, I'll see that. Again, the character versus talent thing on the women's side is perfect, but I really feel, just watching it as the ugly American that I am, and there's just too many guys, say for, like, Wolfgang or somebody, even if he's in a group where it's like, we're just tough people,
right.
and you have a whole roster of that. And 205 Live, the guys are amazing, but traditionally the roster has been too small, and now it's being bigger, but those people haven't been established
right.
yet. So, to answer your question, the crossovers should happen, there should be a lot more of them,
right.
but it's kind of like, why should I root for an NXT UK person if I'm in America just chilling out,
right?
You know?
Yeah, I wonder if the ratings in overseas are better for NXT UK. Like, I would love to see the breakdown of those numbers, because maybe they're really catering, thus NXT UK, to people who are overseas, and you know, the sense of humor sometimes, and the way, you know, things are put together, and characteristics are different from over here in the Western world.
So. Right, fair enough. But on the other side of that matchup, rumors are swirling. Rumors and innuendos are swirling. That NXT TakeOver Toronto, Undisputed Era will be so-called draped in gold. Do you think Roderick Strong has the best chance of walking away with his title? Because you do have the tag team matchup, and you do have the main event with Adam Cole all putting their titles on the line. Do you think Roderick Strong is the most likely, the least likely, good chance of becoming the new NA title holder?
I think it can go either way.
Okay.
Because here's the reason why. You want to me, in my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, you have the build-up of SummerSlam,
mm-hmm.
and you have the build-up of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially getting to those points every year. Right? If I was a writer, that's how I would think as far as people. Obviously, not skipping the in-between, but this is the outcome of, you know, this is the goal for WrestleMania, provided there's no injuries and we're starting at this point. So I feel like Undisputed Era, we can go another round for them until they get to WrestleMania and then give them all the belts and do a draped in gold thing, like, as far as the chase.
Okay.
So that's how my mind is working like that. So I don't, it doesn't, I don't know what the right word is, doesn't matter either way, but I think they can go either way.
Yeah, as much as I like the image of a four-man team all having the belts at once, especially with the NA title division, because we talked about how we didn't know what the division was, and so you had Dream just hanging out there with the belt.
Right.
I would love him. I would love to have Dream lose the title in a storyline. Imagine just being like, oh, here's a matchup of three great talents.
Right.
I'd rather have it be personal and someone get the better of them. But just me, like, in the whole, like, combat story thing.
Yeah.
But Roderick Strong has a chance. I don't think he gets the NA title. I think Dream retains. But if he does get it, I won't be upset. I mean, this is the kind of thing where it can go either way, and it's pretty awesome.
So Dylan's already putting in the work. As far as getting the song, the Boudoir song, you can either hit up Evan. He might have it. Or, I don't know, Ryan, throw out your social media out there and then connect with Dylan and maybe send him the music for the Boudoir.
Yeah, I'm at Ryan Nilsen, NILSEN underscore. That's RYANNILSEN underscore.
Boom. Yeah, it's straight audio, so you can get it from either Ryan or Evan. Probably Ryan's your best bet since Evan might be knocked out with medication right now.
Drugs, man.
Yeah, so.
Medication. So we're about a week and a half away from NXT TakeOver Toronto,
It's Toronto. You don't put emphasis on the toe. If you say Toronto, then that means you've never been to Toronto.
You know what? When someone goes, I live in Manhattan, I'm like, you never been to the city. You ain't never been to the city.
Yeah. How do you say it again?
You just say the city. It's the city. People don't say Manhattan. That's like what tourists do.
Well, there you go.
Toronto. Oh, okay. I'll have you say it. NXT TakeOver blank.
West Side.
Five matches already announced. Adam Cole takes on Johnny Gargano in a 2-3 falls match, three stages of hell. So we had this before where each person picks a stipulation, which is kind of weird. The heel, quote-unquote heel, it's NXT. Mm-hmm. Adam Cole picking a normal match, Gargano picking a street fight, and if it goes to third fall, which it should, William Regal will pick a stipulation that will be named later. Street Profits, your boys, takes on the Undisputed Era, or I guess the Red Dragon part of that.
And also, too, with that, Street Profits, I don't think they can drop the... Well, I mean, they can.
They can.
But I think they need the belts a little bit longer.
I do, too. I don't think Raw's going to work out for them the way it is now.
Yeah.
Velveteen Dream defends the NA title against Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong. Shayna Baszler takes on Mia Yim. And Candice LeRae takes on Io Shirai. Which, again, back to the whole women's division being built up, I'm so glad it's a mid-card women's feud, right? So that's all grown.
Yeah, but where's Bianca at, though?
She catering, man. She good. She has to be at every takeover. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I kind of feel like, and again, this is me with being biased, but I think she could. But, she needs to tweak her character a little bit more if she's going to do another run, essentially, to WrestleMania and NXT.
The more aggressive one totally works. Now, we're going to have a prediction show next week for sure, but right now, if they were to add another match, another division, is there anyone you think that would be added? Like, Bianca, if she was going to be on TakeOver, who would you put her with now? Knowing that both Baszler and Mayim's locked up and LeRae's locked up.
I don't know. Let me know in the chat. I can't think of anyone female-wise.
For sure.
Keith Lee?
Keith Lee,
not Bianca Belair against Keith Lee, but Keith Lee.
Basket is glowing.
You need to see him somewhere. I feel.
Yeah, Keith Lee's been putting a lot of work on the house show circuit. It looks like he's like the main attraction for that circuit.
Yeah,
there.
Because he has. I don't care what Jim says. I think he hasn't hung out with a variation of big black guys because there's so many different types.
So go on.
So Keith Lee is that type where he's cuddly to the folks who are like women and children, but then don't catch him in a back alley because he'll beat the brakes off you.
Yeah,
and it's a gimmick, but it's not. And I think that's gonna go far with him because the women and children, or more the children, are gonna want the shirts,
right?
And women are gonna think he's like so amazing and he smells like baby powder because usually big guys smell like baby powder, and the guys are gonna be like, oh my gosh, he's such a nice dude.
Right.
But he also can beat the brakes off me.
Life lesson, always be afraid of a man with a permanent squint. Clint Eastwood, Popeye, they're all badasses. I'm letting you know.
Keith Lee has a permanent squint?
Yeah, he does a whole moon skin. It's always, you can't feel where his eyes are half the time. They're like very, very small, look like Brock from Pokemon. It's like,
wow.
What I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there.
All right, then.
I would love to see Keith Lee out there. I think he definitely deserves a match, even if it's like an unsanctioned or unmentioned match going into
it. Oh my gosh, Charlene. Keep your DMs open at Ryan in the Booth. Wink, wink. Whoa, okay,
whoa.
Ryan.
Oh.
Are you single, Ryan? I don't know.
I am.
Oh, boom. There it is.
Oh, that song, me, it's time to get out of here because I'm all hooking up. TK, where can the world find you online?
Y'all in the chat are amazing, by
the
way.
I love the chat, man.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also go to tktrinidad.com. I'm going to be updating my blog post with some stuff that I did over the weekend. And you can also go to centerincompany.com to get all your skincare and candle needs.
Well, what? At Global Voice on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, and Flobito.com. Happy birthday, John Quasto. Boom. If you live out there in New York City, August 17th, Brainerd's Comedy Club, I'm performing live on stage. Get your tickets at Flobito.com. And until next time, buzz you later.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.